Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
All right, what are we going to play?
Drunk Jeopardy.
Wow. Thank you, Johnny. We have a special Jeopardy event tonight. No, we are not in our normal studio in California. We have unwillingly gone across country to Berks County, Pennsylvania, and joined some great people in their stupid spoof of the show Jeopardy. Tonight, I'm here to introduce you all to Drunk Jeopardy. I have to say, this does have catastrophe written all over it, so I will not be hosting for obvious reasons. No, tonight Dean will be hosting these two teams that will go head-to-head. Now, before I turn it over to our great host, here are the teams. Our podcast creator and show bartender Mike is joined by the bell ringer herself, Peyton. Oh, I am certain she will carry that team well, as long as she stays somewhat sober. On the other side, she is mentioned often on the Around the Bar podcast. She has the nickname that everyone knows, making her return to Adler our very own Crystal, the OG Rachel. Joining Rachel is the newest member of the family. She's smart and you can fight off her charm. She will get you to throw those extra tips and against your will. Welcome Rachel's teammate, Nicole. Okay, that's all I've been asked to do. I am turning it over to Dean. Dean, let's start with the rules. I think you better hurry because they have already thrown a few back. Okay, good luck to the teams and God help those listening. I need to drink. This is your mess now. Dean?
Thank you, Alex. We've thrown many back. Thank you. We are ready to go. And this is the season-ending finale.
That is funny. You definitely, you definitely did the talk show host thing. Hey guys, welcome. It's Jeopardy.
Are we back?
No, we're back. We're back. We're recording right now.
You gotta ding him.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So we are ready to go. This is going to be great. It's the first episode of Drunken Jeopardy at Adler Studios. Is everybody ready to go?
Woo!
Ready.
So what we've got tonight is we've got two teams ready to go. They are fighting each other. They are at each other's throats, and we are going to fight it out hard tonight. Everything tonight is about drinking either beer or mixed drinks or drunken celebrities, and let's go!
Woo! First round, the Jeopardy round.
Well, thank you, Alex.
We've got five Jeopardy categories tonight. The first one is beer. Number two is mixed drinks. Number three, notable quotables. Number four, drunken celebrities. And finally, drinking spots. Remember, everything is related to drinking, so let's have at it tonight. And whoever misses a question has to take a drink. Let's go!
You got it.
Now, as we discussed before the game, we've got two teams. We've got team one, which is Nicole and Rachel. We've got team number two, which is Mike and Peyton. And as we discussed, team number one will make the first call tonight. So pick a category and pick a number.
Do you want to
do you want to do beer? Start off simple, like real easy?
Okay. Yep.
We got to have our hand ready. Okay. So you pick the number.
Okay. Go ahead.
What do I have to pick?
Beer for 100.
We're going to go beer for 100. And the question is, what beer, the flagship brand of Boston Brewery Company, was named after a U.S. founding father and was the cousin of future President John? Mike.
Sam Adams. Boston Beer Company.
What is Sam Adams?
Oh, I'm sorry, I guess we can't take that chances. Answer. I've got to take the first answer. Does team number one have an answer?
What is Sam Adams?
Michael.
We are going to go with that. The answer is Samuel Adams.
And you
come
get
on. Excuse me. It's not bullshit.
Question.
It's called a fucking rule. So.
Okay.
Are you new at this? Now it's on.
Okay.
I knew
next
the answer.
Question.
I know my truth.
Why did she gets to pick again?
Yeah, if they got the answer right, they
got
it
right.
Yeah,
first we're team
work.
Two.
You answered it incorrectly.
And they get to pick
not.
Again.
This is such bullshit.
Great job,
I'm in
Nicole.
Charge.
Yeah. Oh, we're picking again. Do you want to do mixed drinks? We'll just switch it up this time. Okay.
Oh, God.
We're going to do mixed drinks for 100.
Mixed drinks for 100. What are the ingredients in a screwdriver?
Orange juice. What is orange juice and vodka?
What is vodka and orange juice? Correct.
Now are we going with like grammar? Because I would say what are orange juice and vodka?
I'm sorry, I can't hear her. She's really. I gotta shut her mic
we're
off.
Drinking tonight. What is wrong with you? Okay, Peyton, pick another.
Damn it.
Ooh. Is there anything you're feeling?
Let's not overthink this. Let's go.
All right. Drinking spots for 100.
Drinking spots for 100. Where everybody knows your name.
Okay.
What
is Cheers?
Yeah, what is Cheers?
What is Cheers?
Yep, I'm
is
sure
the
she
exact
knew that one.
Answer.
Well, I did. I didn't know if we were looking for a specific place. Or maybe that is the place.
Okay.
That is the place.
Okay.
We win. It's over. Game over. We win.
Okay. Pick a team. Pick a number.
Let's go with beer for 200.
Mm.
Beer for 200. Because a Czech company owns rights to the full name in Europe, the American beer known as Bud in Europe is also sold under what longer name in North America?
What is Budweiser?
What is Budweiser is the correct
I'm really
answer.
Overthinking. It's good job.
You thank God we didn't get it. That's not what I was going to say.
I'm really.
I was going to say Bud Light.
Good job.
Who, you, is that you? You were going to say that?
No.
No,
who
I
said that.
It.
You were. Wow, how come your voice sounds a little bit like Rachel's voice?
Pick a question, girls. Let's
similar.
Go.
Oh, okay. Shit. We're going to get
Let's go beer 300.
Beer for 300.
It's time.
If you're at a location in France, Germany, or several other European countries, which fast food place would
you
order a beer with your quarter pounder?
Don't you have to wait till the question's over?
I don't have to wait for shit.
We don't have to wait for shit. Mike.
The answer is, what is McDonald's?
The answer
what is
McDonald's?
Is
bullshit.
Is the correct answer.
Nice.
That's
you
nice.
Okay, we need to know now. If you know it, can you just automatically hit the
button?
Don't
the listen
button?
To her. Moving on.
Yes.
Okay.
This is going to get dirty.
Us again.
Team two. Team two. Pick a
mixed drinks for 200.
Making up
mixed
rules.
Mixed drinks for 200. Cocktails like the Tequila Sunrise and Queen Mary call for what specific type of cherry sweetened and preserved in syrup?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What is grenadine?
What is grenadine?
That's what I was going to say.
No,
oh!
Sorry.
Actually, I thought we were able to answer that question.
I thought so, too. But
that's okay. We'll move on.
Answer, so we'll move on.
Well, it's okay. I was going to say, what is grenadine anyways?
Yes. See?
We're great bartenders, Nicole.
Okay. Whoever was right. We go again, right?
We have another question.
All right. I'm going to choose this one. Drinking spots for 200.
Drinking spots for 200. Yeah. Roommates Jack, Janet, and Chrissy, all well known for their landlord Stanley Roper, met regularly at the Regal Beagle on Three's Company.
Where's the question?
Where's the question?
What is the question?
Where did they meet?
Met.
AB at the.
You said it at the Regal Beagle.
There you go. Okay.
What? She didn't ding her bell.
That was poorly done, wasn't it?
She didn't. Okay. She did not ring her bell.
Right back at it.
This is absurd.
We're making up the rules, bitches.
Another question over here.
I'm going to drink a little bit.
Let's mix up. Let's go drunken celebrities.
Yeah,
I love a drunken
celebrities.
Too.
Where are we going? 400.
Whoa.
100.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
What future Mission Impossible star played? Oh, bartender Brian Flanagan in the 1988 movie Cocktail.
Who is Thomas Cruise?
That would be Tom Cruise.
You didn't know that, Rachel.
I didn't know that. That's his big movie.
That is his that was a great movie, by the way. I love that movie.
More cultured than you.
That was such a good movie.
She didn't know that.
Cocktails and Dreams.
I pictured his face, the Scientology guy.
I don't like him.
For the podcast, please one ring and we'll be right in it.
Oh. Okay. He's got quick trigger fingers.
Exactly. Next question.
Fuck off.
Wait, do we get to choose?
Let's
change it up a little bit.
Go ahead and piss off the judge.
Notable quotes for 100. Notable quotables for 100.
Sharp
notable quotables for 100.
Notable quotables for 100. What fictional beverage do the characters in every Harry Potter drink when they visit places like the Three Broomsticks?
It's me.
I know you're kidding me, Dean!
What do they drink?
No way!
What is butterbeer?
No, you're a fucking idiot. That was us.
Just so you know, this is not PG-13.
This is the worst. Oh my God, I'm leaving.
The answer is Butterbeer.
Yeah, obviously.
We'll be honest.
Ask how many movies she's watched.
And if Rachel would all show of them.
I literally just went to Harry Potter World 2 weeks ago.
Kelly, your wife is here tonight.
I am having problems telling which side.
Okay, so Kelly can help us out with this. Kelly, can you come up behind us by any chance and maybe just like raise your hand, whoever goes first?
I think it needs to be visual.
That would...
Rachel is extremely competitive.
I know, but I'm so mad.
She's extremely
dancing on.
Can you just like angry. Help us out with this? And basically, like,
Rachel gets angry. You got to share
my
Kelly.
Answer.
Okay, team two gets to pick the next question.
Go ahead, P.
Let's do mixed drinks for 300.
Mixed drinks for 300. Tell me the name of the cocktail whose IBA specified ingredients are whiskey, sugar, bitters, and water.
Who hit it?
Peyton hit it.
Well, you hit it.
Ding, ding. Do we have an answer over here?
What? Oh, wait. I didn't get to go. I don't go.
No, you missed out.
He makes the rules.
Do we have an answer over here? No. He tried. Ding, ding. You've lost also. Okay, nobody got that.
Wait,
nobody got that question right. It's an old fashioned.
We didn't even get to answer.
Who puts water in an old fashioned? Well, not us.
I was going to say old fashioned.
I was going to say old fashioned, but I
water?
What? You were like, just say
water.
That. It was all brought up.
Water?
Maybe he meant ice water. Maybe ice.
Exactly. Never okay. seen an old fashioned water.
Team one should get that.
Moving on.
Well, maybe if you worked more often, you would.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
I told her what it was.
Let's go on. We've got team two picking another question.
I'm going to do. Go ahead, Mike. You can pick.
Let's go with drunken celebrities. Oh, we're going down to 500.
Drunken celebrities well, for shit. 500 because we feel good about it. What was the actor name who played Norm on Cheers?
Oh, only one person can answer this.
Do you want the name of the actor?
What was the actor what was the name of the actor who played
Norm? Oh my God, I'm actually drawing a blank.
Are you kidding me?
500.
Who is?
No. Do we have an answer?
I'm actually drawing a blank.
Mike, this is the one thing that you can
answer.
Do
we have an answer on number one? Okay.
Who is Ted Danson?
No, my God, that is awful. That's not Ted Danson.
The answer, by the way, was George Wendt.
I swear to God, I drew a blank.
You should be
it went
of
right out of your
ashamed.
Mind.
I know. I'm sorry.
I want a new partner.
Please get that knife out of my back.
I officially hope you lose.
All right, we can do. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. That's one of my favorite shows.
What
it is my favorite show.
To you?
Let's go with drinking spots for 300.
Drinking spots for 300. The name of the bar from The Simpsons.
That would be, what is Moe's Tavern?
That is correct.
Who was supposed to know the answers to these questions?
In my life. Never.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we are going to officially take a break here.
Okay, we're
going to
take a break.
So people can bitch about the rules and yell at each other.
So we're going to get a drink or are we going to keep the microphones on?
We're going to take a break. Why don't you turn
off the
microphones?
We're going to reconvene.
Okay, we're going to reconvene.
We're going to make sure that you people are sufficiently lubricated to finish the rest of the game.
I could do another tequila margarita.
Shit. Maybe I shouldn't do anything else.
Mike is throwing shit all over the place.
But I can't see the board.
Well, press these.
These margaritas are so good.
Is there a pause?
I know everybody is enjoying our drunk Jeopardy. I know these girls are enjoying it. But, hey, there's some serious things I wanted to talk to everybody about. And first off, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to our first season of around the bar. There's a few things we have some time, so I figured I'd just throw this in a little intermission here. We are at 2210 Hampton Boulevard. Mailing address is Reading, but it's actually Muhlenberg Township. We've been here over a year. We have new beers on tap all the time, and we'd like to see you come down. We have a lot of entertainment, so check out AdlerBrewing.com or us on Facebook at Adler Brewing. There's a couple other things I wanted to mention. There's a lot of people that have helped us this season, this first season. So, but we'll get to that later on. But the one thing I wanted to talk about is a good friend of mine. His name is Jamie Alvord. He's a steam fitter like me. And he actually has done a lot of serious biking. Him and his wife both are into the, I think it was USA Cycling. I've seen it on the back of his Jeep. But yeah, and he's actually part of this thing right now with a friend of his who passed away. It's called the Team Arnav Foundation. You can check it out. I can put a link up on our Facebook page. But people are donating for this run. He's running for a record of this track. And I talked to Jamie the other day about it. It is this. It's July 18th. Gates open at 6 p.m. And they start racing at 7 p.m. And you could donate to www.teamarnav, that's TEAMARNAV.org /donate. That's a /donate. They try to help these answers for Jamie's friend. And Jamie's going to go for this record. The last time I checked, I know they had over $3,100 of $10,000 raised. So it goes towards a very good charity that a bunch of us actually already put in. I think we put in over $1,000 ourselves. Only because, you know, Jamie is such a great guy and he's trying to beat this record. And I think the record is for this track is 1:01. I talked to Jamie the other day and I said, Jamie, what are you going to do? What's your goal? He goes, I'm going to go sub 1 minute. So I've seen Jamie bike. I've watched him on YouTube. I've never seen him live and I just might show up there. But yeah, if you can check it out, I can put a link up on our Facebook page. So that's it. So I wanted to throw that in there. And hey, look, we're going to get back to it now. And thanks for listening, guys. And we'll talk to you.
Watch your mouth. You're hot.
Yeah, we're lot. Hey, I have the music on and we're recording. So
shit.
The fucking language is terrible here.
Shepherd.
Oh, I don't need that. Okay. All right. Hey, we're back. Go ahead. You're in charge.
Back for the second half of the Drunken Jeopardy show. Okay. Is everybody having fun?
I believe so.
I don't think my mic's on.
It is on. Everybody's.
Oh, we can hear you loud and clear. Don't you worry.
So, I could turn her down too. So
because we
turn her off.
Because we've called this show Drunken Jeopardy, I think we can only start the second half by doing a shot first.
Okay.
So everybody raise
we
them
have
up.
A shot. So, okay, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to all my friends.
Cheers, everybody.
No.
Cheers to the opposing team.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking peanut butter whiskey from Dead Lightning.
I'm drinking.
Oh, my God. Mine is so good.
Chocolate raspberry.
Moonshine.
By Hillbilly Hooch. By Whoa. Hillbilly Hooch.
What do you have, Nicole?
The same.
Woo! What
chocolate
up,
raspberry.
Well, mine's gone, but mine was the chocolate cherry juice.
That was
moonshine
really good.
From my chocolate cherries.
Well, nobody
the
expects,
Hillbilly Hooch.
Nobody expects
that's really
nobody
good.
Expects alcohol to last longer in front of you. So here we go.
Jesus. Hello. Okay.
We're going to start the second half of the show here. Let's take a couple of minutes to talk to our contestants here. Hayden, what do you have to say about yourself?
Oh, wow. Hello. It is a crowd favorite.
She's a crowd favorite.
It is.
I am a crowd favorite. I expect to see everybody this weekend at Birdie's Inn to watch me do the belt sander race.
That's good. Yeah, she's going to kill it. Trust me, she's going to kill it.
Medics there, so don't worry about it.
She's fine.
She's wearing a tank top. That's all you need to know. You're wearing a
tank top. Oh, wow.
No tank top. No tank top. Not while on the belt sander.
Wow.
You're wearing closed-toed shoes.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, my God. Do you have closed-toed, like, boots? Do you have, like, work boots?
Ooh, like steel tip.
Yeah, you want
so hot.
Composite tips.
I want a helmet.
We should get you a bandana.
I have a helmet if you need a helmet.
Oh, no, that's silly.
I do have a helmet.
That's so embarrassing.
You wear like a hard hat and a bandana.
I have all that.
And I'll get you like Tim's. Pink.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
It starts, it's Wait. Saturday.
So it's not surprising at all that Mike has a helmet.
And pink Tim's.
Okay. All right, my turn. Good job. Hey, good job. Good job.
Thank you. I expect to see you there.
All right.
Mike, what can you tell us about yourself?
Nothing.
Okay, good. Okay, let's move on to Rachel.
Oh, Rachel's here.
It's me. I would just like to say I went to the Burke's Book Bonanza today. And I got
We have the call here. That is fun.
$30. It's amazing.
And that is just exactly
that sounds like such a fun. You sound like snoozer. Such a bomb right now.
Oh, God, guys, that's
I
the
are you $17 for $30.
Wow, and if guys, you'd like, you can call us and Rachel will give you a tour of the library.
There is a library with her glasses. Adler now.
Apparently, yeah, we have a book. We have a book swap here at Adler.
Now, listen. I could dress as Crystal the librarian.
Talk about a crowd favorite.
Rachel, I hear you're a awesome coach.
Oh my God. I can't really care about this.
Not mention.
Okay.
Okay, we can
mention. So there's a school that has a lacrosse team, correct?
Sure.
and Rachel is a huge coach.
A huge coach.
And they did fantastic things this year. So we'll give her a little round of applause for that.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Nicole, what can you tell us about yourself? What's going on?
Oh, well, God. What's happening in Nicole's world?
I have a question. Are you single?
No.
Oh.
What? Oh, my God. Nicole, you were single when you got hired. What's going on?
All of 6 weeks ago.
We met here.
You met here at Adler. Oh, weird. You can come to Adler Brewing and meet your future mate.
I've heard that from several people.
Yeah. You can do that here.
I hear fun things happening in the parking lot.
So if you're looking for the love, Adler's at 2210. Yeah.
You can meet your future love.
Canceled.
Yep. 2210 Hampton Boulevard.
Speed dating is now canceled.
We're going to do speed dating. I promise.
How about that one night, Peyton?
Okay.
You told me there's a special event going on.
What happened to her? No, it's canceled.
Hey. Oh, sorry.
It's canceled.
Okay, so there's lesbian activity too, but let's move on. Anybody else have anything to share?
Nicole started a new job.
Yeah, she did. What kind of job did you get, Nicole?
Oh, I'm an account manager now.
Oh, hey.
Well, I have a book of business. I'm in sales.
Okay, what kind of sales? It sounds kind of, honestly, and I'm
sorry. I can't say the company.
It sounds kind of shitty, though, doesn't it?
I believe that's teaching.
What are we selling?
Oh, all right. What are we selling?
I don't even know if I could say this on the air.
So maybe somebody will come in and looking for this. They may.
Well, I mean, hopefully they're in the area that I'm in. Actually, I have this area too.
Oh, see, selling? There you go.
Yeah.
What kind of services are we selling?
Sanitation services.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Sanitation services.
Okay. I think she just did the professional.
Personal sanitation?
I think it's personal sanitation.
We will let her keep her job for another 2 weeks.
Are there sanitizers on the wall in this type of sanitation?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love it. That's great.
So it's not like. Great. Peyton, tell me about douching.
Jesus. Okay. Okay. No.
That's the kind of sanitation.
How's that score going?
Back to the game.
Right, let's go back to the game here.
Right.
So we've got team one, Nicole and Rachel, with a fantastic score of 500 points. We've got team two.
I'm a little embarrassed right now.
First
of all, that came out of a left field.
I mean, they've got an awesome score.
We were talking about sanitizing.
So what we're trying to point out here is that we've got two teams tied at 500 points halfway through our score here.
Okay,
so
douchebags, let's go.
We don't know what's going to happen
here.
I said
boo.
All I'm hearing is a whole lot of shit talking back and forth.
Okay, it just Rachel talking shit. So
why, don't we jump back into the right. game here? And I'm going to ask Team 2.
Guys, I didn't record any of this. Got to start
new,
again.
Pick a new question.
Oh, my God.
Dean's face. Cut this out.
I'm only kidding. Go right ahead, sir. I apologize.
I'm going to ask Team 2 to jump right back in here. And
all right, that's us. That's us.
Team 2.
Get your shit together.
Pick a question.
Mixed drinks for 400.
Now, mixed drinks for 400.
Just hit it.
What brand of Tennessee whiskey is produced in a dry county and therefore cannot be sold where it's made?
Oh, shit.
What is Jack Daniels?
That is correct!
I like that. So we need to know that.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yes. All right, simmer the fuck down.
Bitches.
Pick another question here.
You got one question right. Simmer down.
Oh, now it's getting nasty.
Go with your gut.
Now it's getting nasty.
Nicole, we said we have a pact. Okay, let's go back to drunken celebrities.
Drunken celebrities.
For 200.
For 200? What professional golfer is known for his love of beer? Oh!
Mm.
Who is John Daly?
John Daly is the correct question.
I actually even knew that one, too.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Drink. At least I got a teammate.
Let's keep it flying here, Team 2. Let's pick a question.
I'm going with drunken celebrities for 300, Alex.
Drunken celebrities for 300. This celebrity heiress got drunk and made a well-viewed sex tape. Oof,
this could be a lot of
team
people.
One.
Who is Kim Kardashian?
Exactly correct.
Not. Oh, I know.
No. Team 2.
The answer is, who is Paris Hilton?
Oh,
exactly.
Fuck, it's a ferret.
That is exactly the question.
Okay, Rachel, I do agree with you.
No,
she is a fucking Eris.
You know what? I agree
with you. She is, yeah.
No, she's not. Eris means.
You know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to agree with your complaint, and I'm not going to give you a shit. So,
okay, moving on. We
are question two.
Wait, we should lose points
that's
for that.
A kingdom, the Kardashian kingdom. I agree. Kardashian. And she did make a sex tape.
I don't think she did with Ray J.
Let's go back with drunken celebrities for 400 there, Team Alex.
Close the category. This celebrity once said, I will never drink water. I'm afraid it will become a habit forming.
A few moments later.
That's pretty
cricket.
Good. That's really good. Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on. I might have this.
Got a little cocky, didn't you?
I'm afraid.
The celebrity once said, I never drink water.
Okay, we're going to pass someone on here.
If you get it wrong, we get our points taken away.
I'm not answering
throw somebody out. Who drinks water?
They lose their points. And let's see the question. W.C. Field.
Who gets away our points? Who the fuck is W.C.
W.C. Fields, but we didn't answer the question.
We didn't answer the question. We didn't ding our bell.
We waited too goddamn long, and I'm calling the name. I'm calling the game.
I feel like
lose points. You need to tell us who that is.
So you lost your point. W.C.
Who the fuck is that?
I know who W.C. Fields is.
He used to smoke cigars, and he used to drink a lot.
Oh, an old guy.
I need you to get your shit together.
Exactly.
Shocking.
So we're going to go to Team 1 to pick a category.
Look alive, Mike. Look alive.
Where are we going?
You pick.
We're going to go drinking spots for 400.
Drinking spots for 400. This bar in Reading, PA is known for throwing trash on the floor.
Trash.
Team 1.
What is Legends?
Absolutely not.
What?
Team 1.
What is the peanut bar?
Exactly.
I feel like there's a lot of trash on a lot of bars in Reading here.
No.
And you should have said throwing food on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm not questioning anything. You're doing a great job.
There should be a comment between Reading and
Seattle. Seriously, they throw napkins at you.
I think you can all agree that you're just wrong and that's it.
That I didn't answer it.
Okay. Legends is actually a good answer.
Let's pick a category.
I'm going with drinking spots I can't see it, but it looks like 500.
500.
It's for 500. This bar just outside of Reading, UPA, used to be Lail Squad.
Kelly said it was Team 2. What is Adler Brewing?
My independent
company.
Judge is calling Team 2.
Peyton.
What is Adler Brewing Company?
Okay, and we're going to give him the
points. It's Tobias Shrub.
Team 1, let's keep it going.
Okay, let's go with Notable Quotables for 200.
Notable Quotables for 200. Which beer had a slogan, Head for the Mountains? Team 1?
What is Coors Light?
Team 2?
What is Busch?
Bush Beer.
Yes, baby.
Bush Beer.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I hate to point this out, but suddenly Team 2 is kicking Team 1's ass.
We got this. Don't worry.
Yeah, such a good. This is an unfair match.
Completely.
Let's go with the winners here are saying, let's go with notable quotables for 300.
Is there double?
No.
Oh.
Which beer is known as the king of beers?
What is Budweiser?
What decade is this?
Wow. That was actually so simple, you shouldn't be allowed to work behind a bar.
Join the cut.
Okay, we're going to go back, and we're going to get Team 2.
By the way, that was Crystal. That was not Rachel. That was Crystal.
As you can tell, everybody, the beer, the alcohol is starting to kick in.
What is the score?
My margarita.
Team
gone.
Alex?
Wow. At this point, we're at Team 2 has 1,700 points.
Oh, my.
Team 1 is an awesome 200 points.
This contest is rigged.
Okay, Team 2, let's pick a category.
Peyton, you choose this one.
I'm getting bored. Let's go. Mixed drinks for 500. Which German Distelfest contains 15?
What the hell? 56 herbs,
spices, fruits, and roots, including licorice, which gives it its distinctive taste.
What's it called? Fuck, I know it. Oh, it's the Italian one.
Kelly?
Sambuca. Shit.
Team 2?
Yes, the answer is... What is Sambuca?
Fuck you, I said
no, that. That's correct. Incorrect.
Wait, no. No?
Team 1.
Then I don't know. I was going to say Sambuca.
Okay, we're going to let that one go.
Whiskey?
This is Jägermeister.
Jägermeister.
Why don't you just jump ahead and say it?
So.
I love Jägermeister.
Ew.
It's, wow.
It's what it's German drinks.
Really good. That's really good for you now after you lost 500 points in that.
I should have known by the German.
We're going to go to Team 1 over here.
Yeah, we're going.
I know. We're going. They're still losers.
Which one?
Beer for 400.
Beer for 400.
All right, let's gain our
which
stuff.
Plant Humulus lupulus is used as a bittering, flavoring, or stability agent? What is the its more common name?
What?
What are hops?
What are hops?
Wow! What? Did you know that? It's a simple game.
It's a simple game.
It's a very simple game.
Nice, very
your shit.
Rachel, he gave that to you. I just want you to know. He gave that to you, okay?
We're going to do notable quotables.
He felt sorry for you.
We're on fire for 400.
Yep. Oh, on fire. Who said beer, the cause of and the solution to all of life's problems?
Oh, I know this, but it's not. No, that's an old.
Who is my wife?
Who is Margaret?
We're going to stick by that. We're going to stick to Homer Simpson.
Don't forget to take away their points.
Nope, no, they didn't answer wrong.
No.
So
what?
We are going to stick with Team 1. Pick another category.
Notable quotables.
Get two left.
This is 500.
There you go.
Notable quotables for 500. What movie is undoubtedly the best college drinking movie and features the main character yelling "Toga!"
That coming out of my mouth.
Two.
What is Animal House?
Fuck.
I'm sorry. That is correct. To finish out the game,
let's do beer for 500. There.
Zero.
What Y beer company is the oldest operating brewery in the U.S.? One.
What is Yuengling?
What is Yuengling? Is
very
correct.
Good. Congratulations.
Nice. We're back in.
Hey, you did a good. No, it's over. By the way,
it's over.
An incredible game, everybody. We ended up with Team 1 at 1,100 points and Team 2 at 1,700 points. Literally two questions away from each other.
Wow.
Fantastic.
I think that is great. Was rigged. Right down, Crystal.
Yes.
Oh, I hear a daily double.
I hear daily double.
I think it should have been a daily double. Hey, that was really good. I really enjoyed that.
If I had a daily double, I would give it to you. Hmm. But I don't because it's our first one.
That was really good.
Look it up on Google.
So we're having a good time.
Are we still going?
Is there anything else? Let's go down the line. Is there anything else we'd like to share with the public on this? This our end of our first season of podcast.
Yeah, I mean, this is something I'm going to start out with. I really enjoyed this. First season, to be honest with you. I mean, working with, first of all, you and Peyton, and we had such a good time this season. And I hope we do an even better time next year because now I think we're going to add two more people coming in, and I think we're going to do some live shit, maybe.
Okay.
I'd like to do some. Okay. I just
live,
got cold.
Live shit. Fantastic. Live shit.
Maybe some call-ins.
What's the address? Mike and I are the winners. So I'll get my second W at the belt standard races.
How many questions did you answer? Yeah, I want to know.
Do we have any?
Thank you, Nicole. And I answered some.
Some's a good number.
So do we have any input from the losers over here? Nicole?
Yeah, come see us at Adler at 20
Jump Street.
22.
Jump Street.
2100 Jump Street.
And this is why it's called Drunken Jeopardy. We're at Jump Street here.
No, but what's the address?
2210 Hampton Boulevard in Muhlenberg, PA.
Come visit us.
Okay. Anything to add, Rachel?
It was rigged.
It was rigged. Yep. Okay, so you're taking it well.
Yeah.
I would like to thank everybody for participating tonight. I'm looking forward to future podcasts. And everybody have a great night.
Yeah, we had a good time. Everybody, I had a good time.
You are a great host, Dean.
Yeah, you did a good job.
What a wonderful host.
So, all right, we're going to do this again. And this was a great season. I really appreciate it. I think we did a great job. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of positive things this season. So, hey, listen, I'm going to take over the reins here. Dean, you did a fantastic job. You did a great job. Dean was in charge of the board, and he did a great job doing that. Rachel, thank you for joining us. It's about fucking time.
Just get my car back.
You know what? You know what? There's no excuse. Bullshit stuff. Oh, I have lacrosse. I have children.
These are all
Nicole, you did a great job. Thank you. You were incredible coming back in here. And as always, we appreciate you coming.
Making
Peyton,
time for us.
My teammate. We have won Drunk Jeopardy for season one.
I know. Great. We are the champions.
We should play that song on the way out.
Feel free to come in.
Sing it.
No, maybe not.
We
are the champions. No doubt about it.
I don't think that's
no time for losers.
There you go.
You are
the champions.
We are the champions. Don't give them props.
Of the world.
Hey, ding, 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 so ding. Listen, I think we had a great time. And
all right, wrap it up.
I got a special guest going to say goodbye to us for season one. And that's it. That's a wrap. Season one, out.
Go, Barry.
I have played God and been in countless movies. However, did you know that I got my start on The Electric Company on PBS? Now, that is in the past, and thank God, so is this show. Nope. Not over, but that's season one in the books. We will return in a few weeks for season two. Get ready for live tapings, paranormal investigations, guest callers, more random stupid shit, and a more advanced shows. See you soon. And hey, Alex Trebek is dead, and these bums couldn't afford my voice. So yeah, we are artificial. Hey, ring the bell.